Hey, this is Xander.
And Haley.
And Mr. S.
This week, Ms. Morley and Ms. Graham are going to talk about student leadership, uncover the impact and experiences of guiding young minds in student government, learn how these educators shape the future leaders of tomorrow through the Student Ambassador Program at NJHS.
All right, welcome back to the Union Weekly Podcast.
Hey, Ms. Graham. Hey, Ms. Morley. How are you? You guys?
We're great. How are you?
We're good.
Pretty good. So, you guys have been teaching at Union for 3 years, right? Am I wrong?
I've been here. This is Ms. Graham. I've been here for, this is my, well, at the end of the year, I'll have taught for 4.5 years.
Wow.
And at the end of this year, it's my fourth.
Oh, so I was off by a year.
We've been here for a bit.
Yeah. So, tell us a little bit about what both of you do and your roles here at Union.
This is Miss Morley. I'm the sixth grade math teacher. I teach sixth grade math. And then I'm also in charge of the student ambassadors, which is really fun.
And I'm Miss Graham, and I teach seventh grade English, but with NJHS, I've been the NJHS advisor for 3 years. This is my third year doing it, and it's been fun. I've liked having Miss Morley with me doing ambassadors, and we've tried to do lots of fun stuff with the new school this year with NJHS and student ambassadors.
Nice.
What do you guys oversee, and what do they do?
We just oversee basically the student body, so the kids that represent our student body of Union are the student ambassadors and the NJHS kids, which stands for National Junior Honor Society. And we plan, well, Ms. Morley can tell you about what she plans a little bit for the what student ambassadors do.
Yeah, so student ambassadors are in charge of like the spirit days at the school and kind of some other activities that we might have, like what was that called? The Halloween photo booth. And they're going to be present in the school a little bit more often, hopefully being able to, like, hand out things and say hi to people. They're going to be able to hopefully get a chance to go into some classes and teach some fun activities, kind of like the high schools do, you know. So hopefully we can do something like that.
How do these roles impact students and, like, their education?
I think they impact students because it gives them a role of leadership in the school. So I know, especially with Xander here, he's on student ambassadors, and they get the chance to kind of decide things that they think the school would like to do, especially with like spirit days and stuff. NJHS is a little bit more focused on service, so they get to pick what service projects they'd like to do. We did the canned food drive. We've done Christmas toy drives and like donation drives. We do Valengrams in February. So they kind of get to have a choice to pick on what sort of things they think would be fun for the school to participate in, with service projects and spirit days and dress up days and holidays. We didn't get to do a dance this year for Halloween, because we don't have a space to do it. But stuff like that, where they can choose to set things up and kind of have a role of how they want things to go.
What about our gym?
For the dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, scuff up that floor.
Yeah, we have a brand new floor for the gym. So, and I think we kind of all decided as teachers and admin that Miss McCann and Mr. Moody and Mr. Brannon decided they wanted the teachers to choose what they wanted to do for pods for Halloween. So we just chose like different 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, what to do for the Halloween party, I guess.
I imagine future dances will be in the Bobcat Den.
I wonder.
It's a little too small.
Too small.
I think they're usually in the gym.
Okay.
But I also think that sometimes dances are a little bit, like, kids aren't really that interested anymore in a dance.
Do they prefer something else?
I was never.
I'll be real honest. I never went to a dance in middle school or high school. So
yeah, they're awkward.
Well, and the way that we did it this year was like each grade, like she said, got to do their own activity. So and I feel like that kind of worked out a little better. So we'll see what happens, but maybe at some point. was there another question that needed to be asked? I think that being a student leader creates like responsibility and some school pride, like we were talking about, some school spirit. I also think it helps students want to be involved more. Like if they feel like they know the kids, the bigger kids, and if they know that they're friendly, they'll feel more safe and they'll be like, oh, I want to do that. And it'll kind of bring in a little bit more of a better environment in the whole building.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about being a student ambassador and NJHS teacher?
I like to get to know everybody in a little bit, like of a different kind of, besides just academic, besides just teaching math. Like more fun and more casual, I would say. And we also get to see like kind of your true selves in those environments. It's kind of fun.
Not just numbers.
I don't like focusing on like their grades so much. It's just their personalities. And you, when we do our meetings for student ambassadors and NJHS, it's I get to see your guys' creativity a lot more than just, oh, this is English or oh, this is math. Like, what are your ideas for the school? What do you guys want to set up for Christmas? What do you want to do for holidays and things like that? And, I mean, I've got to work with the kids for a while. I mean, 3 years now. But if they start off with me in 7th grade, then they typically stay in NJHS for 8th grade. So I get to be with them for 2 years. And then they have, like, siblings, and they join and want to join student ambassadors or NJHS. So, like, I get to know people's siblings better, their families, and then it's just fun to talk about like things other than school, like what they're doing in their actual lives. So, and I think it's good for the 6th graders, like what Miss Morley said, to have 7th and 8th graders to look up to. What can I do next year in 7th grade? What can I do when I get to 8th grade? Can I join these committees and things like that? So it makes it fun just to get to know the kids better.
Yeah. And the families too, like you said. Because a lot of times as a teacher, you're only getting to know the parents when, like, there's something in the classroom you either have to talk to them about or it's, like, a behavior issue. And this way, it's, like, we actually, like, get to know each other and it creates a community, which I kind of think is really neat.
Yeah. And I'm not just big, mean Miss Scary Grant, Miss Graham.
She smiles in real life.
They like me in NJHS.
Actually.
No, they like me. I mean, yeah. It's just fun.
So do you guys have any advice for students that are like starting to consider joining these committees next year?
Make sure you're a hard worker and you keep up your grades because that's important. You have to have a 3.0 for ambassadors and you can't have any U's or N's. And then for
NJHS, you have to have a 3.5 GPA. Grades do come with it if you do want to join the clubs for next year. But we love people to join this year. I had lots of kids sign up and more. What we need more of is more sixth graders who are coming into 7th grade to sign up. Because this year I think I have like 20 kids who are in 8th grade and only like 7.
Wow.
Who are seventh graders.
So once you guys leave, we're going to be fighting for some new people.
So yeah, grades matter, but like advice. Like what Miss Morley said, just be a hard worker. And if you think you have creative ideas and you want to help with spirit days or holidays and have the time to help and stay after school and just want to help serve Union since it's a brand new school.
Yeah. And it's important to be a little outgoing so that you can like find, so you can go talk to strangers and stuff like that. You kind of need that skill.
Yeah. It's good to
earn it and learn it.
To learn how to be a leader, especially when you guys are 12, 13, 14
get out
years
of your comfort
old.
Zone.
It'll help you a lot in high school and for future jobs to, like, learn what it is to talk to people, talk to parents, talk to teachers, not be afraid. Like, it's super helpful for future things with what you want to do with like high school or jobs.
Do you have any memorable or funny stories from your years of teaching?
From just teaching? Oh, I have a lot from teaching. Specifically NJHS, though?
I mean, you can, like, say anything of teaching. It doesn't have to be NJHS. This is more of just a fun question.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a question to be prepared for. This is one you should have told us before.
I have so many stories that...
They're fun.
I don't know, do you have one on the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
Any crazy kids doing something?
That's always happening.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day they're crazy doing stuff.
Trying to think something that specifically stands out, but...
Specifically and not specifically naming people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hard one. Maybe come back to that next time. I don't know if I can answer that right now.
I'm trying to... I mean, yeah, they just... You guys say really... Just interesting things as
there is,
12,
yeah, there is definitely 12 a lot
and
of 13
year olds. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have other questions? Maybe I can think.
One, we have like one more.
Okay.
I can tell you a favorite moment at school, but
go
it
for
doesn't
it.
Have to do with like me teaching. Yeah. It was that Halloween assembly when Miss McClendon came out as.
Oh,
Cruella
yes,
DeVille.
Yes,
like, that was
yes.
so perfect for me. I couldn't even believe that.
I remember Miss Duffy was laughing dying. So hard when she found out
hilarious.
That Miss McClendon was Cruella DeVille. That was pretty
funny. Yeah, and I didn't know. And she just came out, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is
yeah,
perfect.
She hid it from, like, everybody because she wanted it to be a surprise. So mm-hmm.
That's too good.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good moment.
That was a good time.
I'd yeah. probably... I mean, just every day is just,
I know, there's
it's
so
just
many
a different.
Kids
it's
are
funny.
Just funny. They're great.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
If I'm on this podcast again, I'll remember to write one down and
yes.
I'll tell you guys.
Yeah.
Was that the last question?
What's like a common piece of advice you find giving to your students?
Work hard. That's my biggest piece
and
of
I
advice.
And I like to say, be your own boss. Like, I don't want to tell you how to behave in class, just behave and then you can get stuff done and you can learn. Like it's an independent thing.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, everybody here, every kid here is 12, 13, 14 years
I
old.
I have 11 year olds.
11. Mm-hmm. But that's old enough to be like a responsible mm-hmm. student to, I can bring a pencil to class. I can do my work. I can be quiet. But I think the biggest thing I've just been seeing in past years and this year is just lack of trying, I guess, so mm-hmm. or being an advocate for themselves mm-hmm. and like I can do it, because everybody can. I mean, school is hard definitely at times, but I think if you have the right mindset and the right attitude and ask for help if you need it, every teacher here is wanting to help you succeed. Nobody wants you to fail at Union, and you just got to advocate for yourself.
Yeah,
that's what I'd say.
Any final insights or thoughts you'd like to leave with?
I mean, I'm excited to get to know more kids. I'm excited to keep doing the student ambassador thing and love doing it with Ms. Graham with NJHS. It's been a really fun year, and I hope that the rest of the year continues this path.
Yes.
And we get some new good ones next year. Yeah.
And if yeah. we do it, if we're on the podcast again, like at the end of the year, because that's when we do signups, we could
we'll definitely have you back on.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
come back,
give ourselves a shout out,
the future funny stories, and then we can say, oh, we're having our signups for NJHS and student ambassadors.
All right, Mr. S will take it from here.
Okay.
All right, now before we move on, let's hear a word from our first sponsor. This episode of the Union Weekly Podcast is brought to you by the Bobcat Market. Spend your PBIS points here. Get all the cool new stuff, get food, get school supplies, go check it out. Make sure you bring your card and you can earn some cool rewards by using your PBIS points. Again, this episode to you is brought to you by the Bobcat Market. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about our upcoming events and announcements. Again, as always, tutoring sessions are available Mondays and Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. It's a great opportunity for students to catch up on assignments and retake any tests, especially since we have the end of the quarter coming up soon, with everything due on January 5th when you come back from break. So go ahead, do that. Parents, please be checking Skyward for student progress. If you can't access Skyward, please contact the attendance office for login assistance. And then afternoon clubs are still going on. Chess club meets on Wednesdays. Debate club on Thursdays, both from 3 to 4 p.m. Lego club is Monday from 3 to 4 and Thursday from 3 to 5, all of which are gearing up for competition in January. And then when we come back from break, basketball will be starting up. So there's that.
Exciting.
For the school-wide updates, safety reminder, caution around major intersections. The Sandy Police Department monitors the traffic. Spirit Day, Ugly Sweater Day this Friday. And then Polar Express Pajama Day is on the 19th.
Yeah, so Tuesday, the day before school gets out, Christmas break.
Yeah, and then the Medicaid / CHIP event, assistance with signups are January 4th. Punctuality, encourage yourself to be on time to classes. Rewards and consequences are coming soon.
It sounds so exciting.
Coming soon.
Lunch efficiency, have your ID and number ready in the lunch line. And no gum in the building.
No gum in the building. Oh.
Mr. S loves gum.
Oh, yeah. If I see it, it's automatic. You're on my list.
Yeah. What list?
You don't want to be on the list.
Oh, it's the good list, huh?
The naughty.
No,
list.
It's not. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like Santa. I have a list. Good and a naughty list.
Yeah. All right. So, if you'd like to support our PTSA, you can do that on their website. They have lots of great stuff going on right now. Like, we are fundraising for a carnival night in March.
And there's a link on the union banner for that, too. So if you can't find their website, just go to the union banner and just scroll over until you find the fundraiser one.
Yeah, I'm trying to check how much we've raised.
I don't know, but
I don't think it's more than $5,000.
We need to do, everybody just $10 more, I think, and then we could make it to the carnival, which this money goes to other things, too. So, like, it's not just paying for the carnival. It goes to everything that we do throughout the year. So anytime that we get, like, donuts or cookies from the PTSA, it all comes from this fund. So it's better to get more.
We've raised $4,050.
Yeah, and the goal was 15 or 13,000.
13,000.
13,000 for the carnival.
And this is by the 31st, I believe.
By the end of this month.
Oh boy.
We got to do it. We got to get some more.
Everybody donate $10.
$10, that's it. That's all it takes to get us there.
The upcoming dates, the Polar Express Pajama Day and then
Ugly Sweater Day.
Yeah, Ugly Sweater Day has been said earlier. Winter break is the 20th through the 1st of January. Last day to turn in work is the 5th, and then the 12th and 15th of January, there's no school.
Woohoo.
Yay.
Okay, you guys always like the end of this one. So
we do.
Here is Mr. S's question of the week. Again, if you're listening and you stop by my room and give me the correct answer, I'll give you like a crap ton of PBIS points. Like last time someone stopped by, I gave like 15 PBIS points, which is a lot.
It takes a lot for a teacher to put in 15 PBIS.
Yeah. So here's my question, because I've been asked a lot about this week from friends and stuff, because sometimes I think my friends forget I teach history. So they were following like the TikTok trend of asking guys, like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
I got asked this like three times.
Which for me is like three, four times a day
or more.
So in honor of this trend, here's your question of the day. What does the acronym SPQR stand for? Okay. Xander, don't Google it right now. Google it later, then come tell me. It's Latin, so... Xander, I'm going to make you, just you, say it in the correct Latin phrasing.
In class?
Yes, in class.
No, over the podcast.
Yeah, over the podcast.
You've got to answer it next week.
Yeah. I'm going to start having that.
Oh, no. Next week, you have to say that.
I think you should.
I'm going to start doing that. Y'all have to answer it next week.
You've got to answer the next week.
Yeah.
The podcast.
My other ones have been super easy, like name an Adam Sandler movie, since I love Adam Sandler. Like, they've been easy. Which, by the way, in case we we missed. Last time I asked the question of Georgetown University.
Yeah.
Its colors are gray and blue. Oh. Why did Georgetown choose gray and blue? It's like a navy blue.
George Washington colors.
No, so it's actually because students at Georgetown during the Civil War fought on both the South and the North side. And the North side, yeah, their uniforms were navy, and the South sides were gray. Mm-hmm. And so they used navy and gray to recognize their students who fought on either side.
Sides.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's
so there's your question of the week. Next time, SPQR. Okay, I almost said it.
Okay. SPQR.
SPQR. There you go.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week. Thank you, Miss Graham, Miss Morley, for coming on.
Yes. Thank you.
And we will see you next week.